Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, let's see if we can have a word or two with John Durnan. Morning, Durns.
Good morning, Steve.
Hello, pal. Right, what needs to be done to this squad in the summer? Is it Michael Keane or is it Virgil van Dijk? Who's top of the shopping list?
Oh, Van Dijk, if we can get him. Keane, yeah, you know, he'd probably still be a good addition. But I think we've got to rebuild somewhere, especially at the back. We're a poor squad at the moment, Steve. I think we've done marvellous if we do get Champions League football, because our best 11 would beat anyone, but that's all we've got. We haven't got a squad that's strong enough to challenge to stay in the top four. You've got to entice players, and to entice good players to come to Liverpool, we've got to be in Champions League.
So what are you talking about? Five new players? Six? Seven?
Oh, yeah.
Eight?
Easy, yeah.
Aldo actually says seven in his newspaper column today.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. You know, you've got to be looking. I mean, and that's going to cost a lot of money, but they've got to invest. I mean, I've heard a couple of rumours they're willing to invest 150, 200 million, and that's what you've got to do. But you've got to do that, you've got to be in Champions League, because that'll fund some of it.
Right, so seven new players. Klopp needs the cash for this. So is John W. Henry going to give him 150, 100 million? Yeah, what's he expecting to pocket? What's Klopp really hoping to get?
Well, he's got to get somewhere near 150, 200 million if they want a challenge, to actually challenge the teams in not just top four, to actually challenge to win the Premiership, because he won't win it with that squad. And he's got to unship a lot of them. And who's going to be buying them? I mean, let's just get Sturridge. Are we going to persevere with Sturridge? I don't think so. I don't think Klopp will. Who's going to buy him? You know, that's just one thing that's going to be of interest in the summer. But he still has to bring in some players, and it's whether they want to come to Liverpool, whether they're in the Champions League or not.
There's this idea that maybe Klopp doesn't like spending the money. Is that the case, or is it that he's not being given the money? Do you think Klopp would go out and happily spend 50, 60 million on a player if John W. Henry was making that available to him?
Good question. Possibly not. I'm not in the theory of I'm going to pay 50, 60 million for the player. I mean, who's scouting for the club? Who's looking for players? Who's unearthing talent? That players we don't hear of, and then you buy them, and then they come and they're the success. That's how you make money as a club. That's how you build as a club, and you bring in people along. To go out and spend 50, 60 million on a player that you're going to get two, three good years out of, maybe four, you know, is that good business? It's all about unearthing talent, and that's what you've got to do as well. And you've got to spend the cash. But you look at Klopp's record at the moment, the two people he brought in as well, with Clavan and the goalkeeper, it's Karius. You know, for me, you know, there's question marks on that, and whether he can bring in real good talent.
Right, the game against Southampton, four games against Southampton this season, no goals. Not one goal in all of those minutes of football. It feels like a little bit of wasted time. What has been so tough to deal with facing Southampton?
Well, I mean, I think they were on blob when we played them in the League Cup. They gave us a footballing lesson, especially down there. They should have brought the title to Anfield, and should have been 3-4-0 up. But anyway, that was gone. But going back to Sunday, I mean, you've got to blame the manager in a way. I don't think the manager, you know, he should have changed it. He should have changed it at half-time. Lallana should have come on at half-time. Maybe Sturridge should have come on at half-time. Because, I mean, play Sturridge now for the last two games, because Origi has been hopeless. He really has. And if Sturridge is fit, and he's still talking about he's the best finisher at the club, which he probably is, let him. If he's fit, just use him, because he's no worse than what we've got at the moment. It really isn't. And we, like you said, we struggle to break down teams. I know these 4-4 a bank 2-4s, and it makes it hard, but you've got to try and figure out. The passing wasn't quick, there was no width, and the manager should have changed it to me after half hour, 40 minutes, maybe half hour at least.
At least when Sturridge came on, he showed a bit of invention, a bit of ingenuity. I think if Liverpool had been able to get the ball up the top end of the pitch a bit quicker, which they struggled to do without Mane on the pitch, you know, then that's where they're always at a disadvantage, if they're lacking a Mane or if Lallana's not starting again.
It's not only that. I mean, you say Marnie stretches and, you know, stretches defense. It's not that. It was tempo. It was the passing. It wasn't quick enough. Too many touches. They were having 3-4 touches. I mean, I'm not half an hour about going back to our day, but football's simple. Touch controlling. Have two touches. You know, if you need a third one, have it. But don't have the touches if you don't need them. Just keep the ball moving. And I tell you what, any professional footballer would tell you, if you're chasing the ball when people haven't passed it, moving it, that's how you tire people. And it's too slow. And if they're passing the tempo isn't quick enough, they're quite happy to just sit in 4-4 and you're not really stretching.
Do you think Liverpool will cross the line? Is this going to come down to the final game, or can Liverpool sort of nearly seal this weekend?
Well, Steve, I mean, they had a great favour done for them, didn't they? Arsenal beating Manchester United. It's in our hands. We win the last two games, we're there. But if we don't get anything at West Ham, and certainly don't beat Middlesbrough, we don't deserve to be in the top four. And for me at the moment, I still think, you know, do we really deserve to be there? Because it shouldn't be like this. Should have been all done and dusted with the games we've had in the last few weeks, and we haven't finished it off. So really, do we deserve to be in the top four? I mean, there's a question mark on that. I really, really love to do it and be in the Champions League. But do you know what? If it doesn't happen, we've just got to say, well, we've only got ourselves to blame.
Do you know what? I'm not sure it matters if they deserve to be there or not, because you could say that about all the clubs, couldn't you, Derns? If they finish there, you just get on with it. I'm not sure deserving comes into it now, because United fans, Arsenal fans, they'll all be saying the same.
Yeah, no, but I say that as, you know, it's like, you know, you got some Liverpool fans, and I'm a Liverpool fan, and I'm the worst, take it when we get defeat. But I'm just, do you know what I'm on about, Steve, is the games we've had, and we're talking about people think, and some of these Liverpool fans think, are we really as good as we think we are? And we're not, if we can't go and beat sides that we've been playing the last 3-4 weeks to get this top four sewn up already.
Right, a few reflections on some awards that were handed out last night. So, some of the former player awards, Liverpool's Liverpool Legends Hall of Fame, welcomed in Mr. John Aldridge. Rightly so. So he got it.
He got in the
Liverpool Legends Hall of Fame last night at this big awards at the Hilton.
No, it was fantastic. I mean, you look at the goals he scored and the career he's had. But for, you know, the 2 years he was there, the goals he scored, I mean, it's fantastic. And rightly so. He deserves everything he got, because he's Liverpool through and through, and there's no one who bleeds more than Liverpool than Aldo.
Player of the season, voted by the former players, Philippe Coutinho.
Yeah, I mean, you had to go along with that. I think you'd be hard pushed to give it to anyone else. I think obviously the injury put him knocked him off his pace for a bit, but he come back and he came back to something what he was producing in the early season, part of the season.
I'd have given it to Sadio Mane, personally. The Legends Award, Special Moment Award, went to Vladimir Smicer. He was there last night with Paddy Berger. Mm. Lifetime Achievement went to the late Ronnie Moran, collected by his son Paul.
Oh, no, fantastic, yeah. I mean, serving what he's done for the club, how he saved the club. And a fantastic man, and fully deserved.
Steve Hoddersall's Kick-Off. This is Radio City Talk.